In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there were many different types of karbonis offerings that were brought. Sometimes they brought a toida to be thankful to Hashem, sometimes a karbon shalomim, sometimes a karbon chatas for a sin. Sometimes it was a karbon oshem. Every day they brought a tomat shal shachar and tomat shal ben ha'abayim, all for one purpose: to please the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Sometimes it was for gratitude. Sometimes it was to show our appreciation. Sometimes it was because we were doing tshuva, we wanted to repent. Sometimes it was for forgiveness, for slicha and kapara. We ask ourselves a question: what about today? Is there a sacrifice? Is there a korban that we could bring today? Everybody will say, how could you bring a korban? There's no Beis HaMikdash. But I believe that there is a korban that we can bring today. And that is the sacrifice of our mouth. We just read in Parashas Tazria Metzora what contamination of the mouth could cause. We read about its purification process. And it's very interesting that the Yontif of Pesach came right after Parshas of Metzora. It couldn't be at a better time. Because within the word of Pesach is encoded two words which the Arizal reveals to us, and that is Pesach. The mouth shall speak. A mouth has two options. It can speak words that contaminate. And a mouth can speak words of Shabbach V'Hatoa to Hashem. It can speak words of healing. It can speak words of gratitude. So Pesach, what is the proper thing that our mouth should speak about? Our mouth needs to be able to speak about Neflas HaBoyrei. That is the mitzvah of Pesach, to speak about the miracles of Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore, we call it Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, speaking about the miracles that took place in Mitzrayim. V'higadot alevnecha, you shall tell your son. All of these mitzvahs are performed with the mouth. So we take our mouth and we sanctify it. We relate the Shvochem of Hashem Yisborach. We're doing the exact opposite of speaking shameful of Hashem's creations and of our fellow man. Svar Magdoishim say, Ikur Koyach Shalom Yisrael Bepeh. The strength of Am Yisrael is with its mouth. Now we're all familiar with the saying, Akoil Kol Yaakov, Hayadayim Yedei Esav, Kol Zman Shakol Kol Yaakov, as long as the mouth of Yaakov is speaking holy things, Divrei Kedusha, Divrei Torah, Ein HaYadayim Yedei Esav. Esav can't conquer us. So we discuss contamination, we discuss purification, and now we are holding by sanctification. How do we maintain our sanctity? How do we maintain our elevated status that the Yontav of Pesach brings us? We bring a Korban Pesach, a sacrifice of our mouth, by trying not to speak about others and trying to find the schus in others. And every time we attempted to sacrifice our mouth in doing the wrong thing, we need to sacrifice and terminate the words that come out of our mouth to say the right thing. And we think about it, we can't begin to imagine the power of only speaking positive and good. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves most, when people speak kindly of his children. And that was the hidden message of the Arizal, Pesach, that we have to walk away from Pesach, Bahalel, Bezimra, Bohidol, Lamanta Saper, was the Binchos, Eshesalalti Mitzrayim, how Hashem poked fun of the Mitzrayim. We have to be Vigaratol of Vincho, Bayamahu Lamor, all the miracles that Hashem did for us in those days. Maybe we Zoichon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to do Nisim and Aflos for us in our days.